This is a Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
We're here with Jeremy Bonderman. Jeremy, how does Major League Baseball find a high school pitcher from Pasco, Washington?
Well, you got scouts from all over. You know, every team in baseball has a section of scouts. They're called area scouts, which we have for every team around here. And when you go pitch against guys like Jason Repko, who had been older than I was, and they were on the map already, area scouts find you, the cross-checkers see you. You get invited to go play for Team USA's Pan Am games. There's area code games in California. I mean, now there's more stuff than when I played, but you can have millions of scouts and millions of eyes watching. And I mean, obviously now you have social media, so I mean, that's huge too. But when I played, it was just area scouts, and you have cross-checkers, and they go up to their bigger bosses, and the bosses come to watch, and that's how you become a highly touted prospect.
Is that how you get invited to international tournaments, Pan Am games, stuff like that, is through those people?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that they all have a way of talking and communicating, and, hey, I found this kid in a small town. You should invite him to your tryouts for the USA team. And that's how I got invited, and I played on the Pan Am games. Was I was kind of like an afterthought kind of guy, and then once I played, it got me on to a trial team to go play for the World Championships.
So it's interesting you say the way you played against guys like Jason Repko, and at that time there was three guys in Moses Lake that were in our league that were really great players that all had chances in the majors. So part of it maybe for getting you on the map was some of the guys you got to play against.
Yeah, I think that kind of goes for everybody. I mean, you sometimes it's just being in the right spot at the right time. And, you know, it just happened to me. For me, it was our jamboree my freshman year. Repko was a senior at Hanford, and we were playing him in our jamboree, and there was probably 25 scouts in the stands. And, you know, everybody was like, oh, hey, this guy's pretty good. And then just snowballed from there and got a lot more opportunities.
So when you made that transition going out of high school into the draft, what was it, or what made you and your family trust the information you were getting about where you'd get drafted, what your prospects were as a pro, things like that?
Well, it all started when I was playing for the World Championships for Team USA in Edmonton. And after the tournament was over, a bunch of agents and scouts were like, hey, you're old enough to drop out of high school and turn pro. There's a loophole. And I was like, I'm in. And I met with a bunch of the bigger agents, which, I mean, Jeff Morad was probably the biggest agent in baseball at the time. And he flew out to the house. We talked, talked to a bunch of other agents, but he had more background. And I felt like his word carried a little more weight than some other people's. And especially in my situation, I was going to be the first one to ever do it. So I chose him and guidance, but from him through the whole process, you know, reassured me. At the time, I was supposed to be a top five pick, and I didn't have the best year in my junior year, so I kind of slid a little bit. But I knew I was going to be a first round pick just from what I've been talked to by the scouts and from what my ranking was in the baseball world. So
real quick, talk about that loophole that allowed you to hop out of high school before you'd graduated.
So
and go into the draft.
So basically, you had to be an 18-year-old. You had to be 18 or older. As of the draft of June, I think June 6th was the draft day, and you had to have a GED or be graduated. So I was able to drop out after baseball season. I would take GED classes and pass. And when I passed, I'd re-enroll back into school. And then 2 weeks later, I'd do the same thing until I had all my, basically had my general diploma. And then it allowed me to enter the MLB draft. But they basically took out that rule right after I did it, because they didn't want people dropping out of high school. So it worked out good for me. But, you know, in the end, I ended up being the best decision I ever made.
We'll be back with Jeremy Bonderman right after these messages.